This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Now's a good time to inspect your home for wasp nests. It's easy to overlook nests when they're small and there are only a few wasps hanging around. However, that's the best time to treat them. Some wasp nests are built out in the open, like under eaves, and are the easiest to find and control. Jeffrey Hahn is a university extension entomologist. He says if a small exposed nest is discovered, there are a couple of options for controlling it. Regardless of which method you use, deal with nests at night when the wasps are not very active. The easiest method is to spray a wasp and hornet insecticide into the nest to kill all of its inhabitants. If you want to control it non-chemically, remove the nest by placing a clear glass or plastic container over it and moving the jar so the nest is knocked down into the container. Slide a piece of cardboard or something similar so you can bring the jar down without the wasps getting out. Then slide the lid on the jar. Either release them so they can build a nest somewhere else, or place them in a freezer to kill them. If you see wasps flying in and out of a space but can't see their nest, well, those are more challenging. These are the nests typically not discovered until late summer when larger numbers of the wasps are present. Control of these sites is more challenging because spraying into the opening rarely gets into the nest itself. Hahn says an insecticidal dust is the best option. However, dusts labeled for buildings aren't commonly available to homeowners and can be difficult to find. The best option, then, is to contact a pest management service in your area to treat the nest. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com. Whatever you do, use caution. A friend recently got stung pretty badly when he was trying to change out the container on his gas grill. Luckily, there was an EpiPen nearby. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.